We are regularly joined by Dominic Milne from RNIB's Legal Rights Service. Lots of information on the cost of living crisis, help and support that's out there, and lots on welfare payments as well. Now, today, Dominic joins us to talk a little bit about some changes which are forthcoming for anyone who is in receipt of tax credits. Dominic, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. Yes, indeed. As I've mentioned before, I think I've done some broadcasts here with you about managed migration to universal credit. Mm-hmm. At the moment, they're looking at people with tax credits and they're moving people across to universal credit in the main. But the reason I'm here today, Alan, it's about the bunch of people, and there are about 28,000 people nationally who are in receipt of tax credits who are actually of pension age. And things get a little bit more complicated there, because universal credit, by and large, is a benefit for people of working age. So it gave the government a bit of a headache, this one, because they want to get everybody off tax credits by April 2025. So what they've done is they've provided some new regulations that I wanted to let people know about today. Now, they're a little bit complicated on the whole, so I'm going to make them as simple as I can, with a couple of very simple messages at the end, which will hopefully make it a lot easier. Now, there's a few different categories here. The first one is that if you're already on pension credit, and you're in receipt of tax credits as well, of which there are a few people, then you'll stay on your pension credit. Your tax credits will stop, but you will get extra transitional protection added to your pension credit. You don't actually have to do anything if you're on pension credit already. That's kind of fine. But if you're not on pension credit already over pension age and you're on child tax credit, you're looking after children, whether they're your own children or grandchildren, if you're in that situation, you'll be invited to claim pension credit. So you'll get a notice telling you your tax credits are coming to an end, but please claim pension credit. And once again, you'll get extra money to cover the difference that you would have had on your child tax credit. Now, if you're not on pension credit and you're on working tax credit or child tax credit, you'll actually, in that instance, oddly, even though you're over pension age, be invited to claim universal credit. Now, this is on the basis that they can give you transitional protection on the universal credit for people who are on working tax credit. And the same applies to people who, if you're just on working tax credit, as I say, it can get a little bit complicated. But what I would say is that in all instances, you will get a migration notice, which will it'll invite you to make a claim for either universal credit or for pension credit. Now, the two really key things, Alan, that I think I'd like to get across to people. One is make sure your tax credits are up to date. So make sure your any changes of circumstances you have, make sure that HMRC are aware of them, so you're on the right amount of tax credits. So then when they end, you will then get the right amount of transitional protection when you go on to a different benefit. That's kind of the key thing. Don't claim it in advance. Wait till you get the notice. If you make a claim for one of these benefits in advance, you won't actually get the transitional protection. But if you wait for the government to do it and they send you this migration notice, you can then do it then. And the bottom line, Alan, as always, and this is the key one really, is just to contact RNIB. If you're in any of that, if any of the categories that I've just mentioned, or if indeed, if you're in a couple where one of you is over pension age and one is under pension age and you're in receipt of tax credits, they're the instances where it's actually quite key to make sure that you do get the correct advice. There are some instances where you won't have to do anything, but it's always a good idea to contact us, RNIB. We can then do a check, a calculation to make sure that you're going to get the right amount, get your correct entitlement, and also which benefit might be better for you to claim. There are some instances where you might be better off claiming the pension credit, even though you've been invited to claim universal credit with transitional protection.
You mentioned transitional protection there, Dominic. So does that sort of guarantee that you won't be worse off when things do change?
Yeah, that's right. The only way you get the transitional protection is if you do it through the managed process. So if you do it voluntarily, you don't get that transitional protection. But if they send you a notice, it'll be a 3-month notice. You get 3 months and a day, I think it is, for you to then make the claim or make the change that you need to make to replace your tax credits. If you then claim the pension credit or the universal credit, you will get the transitional protection. The only thing I would say is that transitional protection is what they call subject to erosion. So that means that it will go down as, say, for example, benefit rates go up in the future. The amount of the transitional protection would go down as the other benefits went up, if you see what I mean. So it doesn't keep increasing as time goes on, but it is useful. Like I say, though, there are some instances where they might say to you, OK, you're not in receipt of pension credit. You need to make perhaps a claim for universal credit here to get the transitional protection. If we do a calculation, we might calculate that you'll be better off claiming the pension credit instead. It's different in different circumstances.
As you say, Dominic, bottom line, get in touch with you guys. It is, as many welfare questions are, a little bit complex. So if people who are blind or partially sighted or know someone who is, who are perhaps in this situation then, or perhaps they just want to speak to RNIB about some general sort of welfare advice and do that benefits check, the calculation, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Call our helpline, Alan, which is 0303 123 9999. Like I say, this particular instance today, we're looking at people over pension age who are getting tax credits. If you're in that position, or indeed any other position, if you're not sure about the benefits that you're getting at the moment, or if you think that you might be entitled to something that you're not getting, then do please contact us on that number, 0303 123 9999.
Dominic, no doubt we'll be in touch again very, very soon. But for the moment, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.